Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about AI thumbnail generators and their impact on click-through rates in 2026. This is a game changer, right? So let's kick things off with the basics. What exactly is an AI thumbnail generator? CTR tool? Wait. So what you're saying is it's not just a fancy image generator like Midjourney or DALL-E? Exactly. An AI thumbnail generator isn't just spitting out random images. It analyzes millions of data points to figure out why a specific layout will work better than another. It's about predicting human behavior rather than just creating something pretty. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's like it gives you a score before you even finish your design. You got it. Before exporting, the software can actually give you a prediction score. It shifts the decision-making process from, I think this looks cool, to the data says this will click. That sounds super helpful for creators. So why are so many people switching to these tools in 2026? Well, let's talk numbers. Hiring a designer can cost anywhere from $50 to $100 per thumbnail. If you're posting daily, that adds up really quickly. But with AI, the cost per render is down to just a fraction of a penny. Wow, that's a huge difference. So this could save creators thousands of dollars a year? Exactly. Reports say creators are saving anywhere from $2,400 to $4,800 annually. For casual creators or small businesses, that could mean the difference between profit and breaking even. Speaking of costs, what are some tools we should be looking at? Great question. Some of the top ones include Pixels, which focuses on realistic lighting, Thumio with its unique sketch-to-image feature, and vidIQ, which combines research with design. Each has its strengths. Nice. So if someone wants to get started with AI thumbnail generators, what's the workflow like? Alex, it's not as complicated as you might think, but just like anything else, there are steps you need to follow to get it right. You begin by inputting your prompts and then adjust based on the prediction scores. Oh, and one more thing. What common mistakes should creators avoid when using these tools? One of the biggest mistakes is ignoring brand consistency. If every thumbnail looks like it comes from a different channel, your audience won't recognize your content in their feed. That makes total sense. It's like having a unique style that your viewers can instantly identify. Exactly. And another issue is with text placement. Sometimes the AI messes up spelling or puts text where it gets covered by YouTube's timestamp. Always double check that bottom right corner. Good advice. Now looking ahead, what are some trends we might see in late 2026 for thumbnail generation?
Alex,
the creator economy is projected to reach $234.65 billion and the tools will only get smarter. I believe we might see real-time adaptations where thumbnails could change slightly based on who's looking at them. That sounds futuristic. I can't wait to see that in action. What about animated thumbnails? Are they going to become more critical? Absolutely. The AI GIF generator market is expected to grow significantly. We might see more use of animations in thumbnails to boost click-through rates. So, can AI really outsmart human intuition when it comes to creating effective thumbnails? Sometimes, yes. Data shows that high-growth companies are using AI for market research, trusting the numbers. But remember, data looks backward while humans can predict what will be cool tomorrow. So, it sounds like the best approach is to let AI handle most of the heavy lifting, but then add your personal touch? Exactly. Use AI to get you 90% of the way there. Generate the background, blend lighting, and test layouts. Then, let your human creativity bring that final spark. That sounds like the perfect balance. It really could save time for pros and casual users alike. Definitely. If you're a casual creator, these tools can be a lifesaver. You don't need to learn complicated software, and for pros, it's an efficiency hack. So what would you recommend for someone just starting? Start with a simple prompt, check the prediction score, and see if you can beat your current average. Key takeaway there. And with that, it's clear that AI thumbnail generators are here to stay and they're reshaping how we think about design. For sure. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.